This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Last October, when the documentary filmmaker Charles Guggenheim, winner of 4 Academy Awards, died of pancreatic cancer, he had just finished work on a film he had lived with for decades. It's on PBS tomorrow night. It's called Burga, Soldiers of Another War. And it opens with a camera panning across a still photo of GIs, 2 rows seated, behind them 3 rows standing, some at attention, others slouched, most are smiling. It's a picture of camaraderie, of soldiers who have not seen combat. And then there's the voice of the filmmaker.
This picture was taken over 50 years ago. World War II. My company. I'm in there someplace. I can remember their faces, just like yesterday. And they went overseas, and I didn't. And some of them didn't come back. And I've been thinking about it for 50 years, wondering why it didn't happen to me. That's why I had to tell this story.
The story is this. At the Battle of the Bulge, thousands of GIs were captured, most from Charles Guggenheim's unit, the 106th Infantry Division. Of the thousands of POWs, the Germans separated out 350 American soldiers, whom they either accurately or inaccurately classified as Jews, and sent them to a slave labor camp in eastern Germany called Burga. Guggenheim's daughter, Grace, is the producer of this film and joins us despite laryngitis. Tell the story of what happened and how these men became inmates at Burga.
Well, as you made the correct introduction, thousands of American GIs were captured during the Battle of the Bulge. And as you know, the Battle of the Bulge was probably the worst battle. We had thousands of men that were captured and high casualty rate. Charles's infantry division was at the top of the list. These men were sent to a POW camp called Stalag 9B, which was just near Frankfurt. And the Americans were separated out and identified as being Jewish. They were then shipped in boxcars for 5 days without food and water to Burga. And there they were made to work side by side with concentration camp civilian prisoners, 12-hour shifts without food and water in very, very horrific conditions.
Literally in salt mines.
Well, the classification was a salt mine. This is what's sort of interesting. These were quart tunnels, and they were trying to build an underground factory.
To evade bombing,
exactly. And so this was a crime against humanity to be working on a war effort for the Germans.
Of the 350 POWs who were sent to Burga, do we know how many of them did not survive the experience?
We've estimated probably, I would say maybe 22 died at Burga. And then when they were put on a death march at the end of the war, around April 5th, 1945, at least 50 of them perished very quickly because they were in such poor condition.
One of the strangest parts of this story is that, as I understand it, most of the American POWs who were segregated as Jews were in fact not Jews.
That's correct. We estimate maybe only 80 were Jewish out of the 350. And it's very interesting. We found the original German roster at the National Archives from the war crimes trial. And systematically, the Germans have listed the names. The Jewish names are first, and then they change. And the very last name is Hans Kasten. We can only speculate to a certain degree, but we've confirmed probably at least 80 are Jewish.
Yeah, you mentioned Hans Kasten, who was an American soldier, an American of German descent, not Jewish in any way, had been selected the spokesman for the American POWs when they were captured, and he was part of this group. He was sent off to Burga and tells absolutely horrific stories about it.
Yeah. He was classified as the man of confidence. He communicated between the Germans and the American soldiers, and he really becomes the hero in a sense because he stands up to the Germans saying that we don't identify or differentiate our Americans by religion. We're all Americans. There's no difference between us. And because of that, he was really beaten and abused himself. But the Germans were very persistent, and they went forward anyway.
How important was this documentary to your father?
It was seminal to him. He felt a very deep obligation to make this film.
And one thing he wondered all those years was, why wasn't I there? Why wasn't he with his division at the Bulge?
So strange. He, through training exercises, he developed a foot infection, which turned into blood poisoning, and it went all the way up to his hip. And at the last minute, he got put on penicillin. And I don't know if you know this, but penicillin wasn't being manufactured fast enough. It was only given to infantrymen who could go back into battle. So essentially his life was saved at the last minute. And that was a very profound thought that he lived with. And I think just like when you get older, you get very reflective as, you know, why did I have 50 years and they didn't? And then I think he realized he was maybe left to tell the story.
Well, Grace Guggenheim, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Grace Guggenheim is the producer of the late Charles Guggenheim's documentary. Her father made the film Burga, Soldiers of Another War. It's on PBS tomorrow night.